Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Well, you have to try to think ahead because planning is really, really important. And actually, that's probably one of the, it's a skill you have to build. And you have to, I guess most people sort of learn the hard way because you really cannot just go into a party without knowing what's going on. Because most of the time people don't have what you need. Mm-hmm. If you are in recovery from a food addiction, chances are you're not eating foods that normal people are eating. I mean, you know, obviously everybody's different. The problem with food addiction is everybody is different. I mean, you know, some people have addictions to sugar. Other people, it might be different foods. But everybody's on a food plan, and you have to kind of know what your trigger foods are, and you have to know what you need. And so you have to find out in advance if you're going to go somewhere. Sometimes it might be good, if you're going to a party, to offer to bring something that you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe bring along in your bag a safe food in case you show up at the party and find out there's nothing there that you can eat, and then you just have your own food with you. And or come at a different time and, you know, just don't eat your food at the party if you think it's really going to be messy. You know, like if you know it's a party where all the food's definitely going to be junk food, then just, you know, enjoy the fellowship, but don't eat the food. You know, this is where the support comes in. People, you want to talk it through with a sponsor or another friend in the 12-step program, or somebody that you're going to the party with, just to make sure you are clear about what you're doing so you don't just go in and end up sorry. You know, if a person's an alcoholic and they go to a party and the only thing that's being served is alcoholic beverages, you don't just pick up one because that's all there is to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's a little harder to make that transfer in your brain when it comes to food, but for a food addict, that is how you have to think, that it's that serious. So if you really have an addiction to food, then, you know, having, you know, it, like, I'm thinking like a person goes into the party and all they're serving is lasagna, and that person's addicted to white, you know, white flour is one of their addictive foods, and that's all they're having. That could be the beginning of a binge that lasts for a year.
Wow. Could last that long, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it doesn't, you know, if a person has a real problem and they're finally getting on track, if they really have a problem, I mean, they can't think of it. It's not like a weight thing, like, oh, well, it's a few extra calories. It's like, this is the first drink. It's the first drink for an alcoholic. If you can try to think of it like that, then you have to, that's how you have to think about this when you're working with food addiction.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.